and let me tell you, it has been fun at my house trying to have a conversation with my husband about getting another animal. No, not pets. He wants to get a cow or cows. I mean, if you've been to the grocery store, you know everything is expensive, including meat, which is why he wants to start raising our own cows. Here's where I have beef with this situation. I told him, no way. I could not see a cow in our backyard. And then, I don't know how long it takes. He's done all the research on this. A couple months, a year. Not see that cow because it's on our dinner plate. There's something about seeing a face and associating that with your food that I can't do. I eat meat. I know where it comes from. But the fact that it would be so close to home, like in our backyard, and mind you, we do have a little bit of land. I'm not like in a townhouse. My neighbors are not going to be smelling my cow. I don't think I could do that. And Art has gone as far as talking to our tax man about if this is actually a good investment. And I just don't know if I'm 100% on board. Can you help me out on this Woman Wednesday? Do you feel me on this? If it has a face, I don't want to see that on my plate. Or do I just need to grow up? Because that's the way the world is. You can call or text me, 888-431-3764. I'm having a cow on this Woman Wednesday, or maybe I'm not. If I get my way, I'm not having a cow. My husband, Art, wants to purchase some cows, maybe two, to raise so that we have food. But he wants to raise them on our property. We have a little bit of land, and I just don't know if I can get on board with this. I don't think I could see that cow every day and then it be gone because it's on my plate. Aurora and San Bernardino, do you feel me on this?
I grew up with the cow in my backyard.
You did?
I did. We didn't have a problem with it. We didn't even name them. And I remember bringing a girlfriend home with me one time, and she was like in awe, and she was surprised. And the comment she made was, so y'all get acquainted with your dinner.
That's what I'm scared of. I'm like, I don't want it to become a pet, especially with, you know, my young boys. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, where's the cow?
Yeah. The neighbor kids were the ones that took it harder than we did because we grew up like that.
Okay. So maybe if it just becomes a way of life, you kind of grow accustomed to it.
Yeah, exactly.
909, I'm wondering if this is one of Art's friends. I feel like Art lets you have so many things and he never asks for anything in return. Let him have this one thing, Kelly. I'm going to look into that number because I'm pretty sure that one was planted. Tiffany from the 714 makes a good point. The cost of food and labor will make having your own cows more expensive. 951 says, I'm right there with you. I can't do it. We have chickens and I have a hard time eating their eggs. It's like you grow attached to them. Can you help me out on a Woman Wednesday? Art wanting to get cows so that we have food. Is this a good idea or a bad idea? I don't think I can do it. You can weigh in at 888-431-3764. Art and I are having a little bit of beef at home, pun intended, because we're not seeing eye to eye on getting cows. I don't know what show he watched, but all of a sudden, Art wants to get a couple of cows so that we have food. My problem is, if we keep the cows at our house, I am going to probably get very attached to the cows, as are my sons, which means I couldn't do that to them. Debbie and Nueva, what do you think about having a cow?
Kelly, you'll fall in love with it. I had one when I was in high school as my future farmer's project, but I bought a dairy cow so that, you know, I could sell it back to the dairy after I showed it. But don't do it. They have personalities. Mine would come when I called her at a gallop.
Oh, see, that's what I'm scared of. I'm like, no, I picture like our cow running around with our dogs. Bob and San Dimas, any thoughts on the cow situation?
I'm an ex-dairyman. I had a dairy in Chino here, and I milk like 2,000 cows. But having a pet cow is not all that it's cracked up to be, because by the time you buy the cow, feed it right, go to Costco. It's much cheaper. Then you have 24-hour, 7-day-a-week maintenance on those animals also.
And I know, it's like even talking to my kids, I'm like, this is going to be your responsibility, and somehow I'm still going to be in charge of this cow. I feel you on that, Bob. Amanda and Selmar, what do you think about having a cow and raising it?
I mean, my mom did it for about a year and a half. She had one. She named it Ferdinand, and my son was like about 6 at the time.
How did your son do when Ferdinand was gone?
He was fine. He was like, okay. Understood.
Yeah, I think if I finally cave to this, that'll have to be the thing. There'll be a big conversation about the circle of life.